your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Well, hello and welcome to our next edition of Voicing Our Faith. Today, I have just a great privilege to bring to the program Chris Padgett from Ohio. Chris, welcome to Voicing Our Faith.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
So we want to jump right in to one of the songs. As I was listening through them yesterday, the song I Believe. Tell us a little bit about this song, and then I want to ask you a couple of questions about your ministry.
Sure. I feel like the definition of spiritual maturity is to continue to live the faith even without feelings of consolation. And of course, we had a Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, such a beautiful witness of this. As 40 years, she experienced that dark night of the soul, had no consolation, and yet her life was a vivid witness of love. Mm-hmm. And what I did was I had this project called the Divine Mercy Project, or My Divine Mercy, or Your Divine Mercy, that World Library published, and just came out. It was released with the approval of the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. And so I began that project with a song, and then we do the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and then I end it with two songs. And this is one of those songs that finish it up. And I just feel like the beauty of our faith and believing, even though sometimes we struggle without feelings, that is really our beautiful call to keep living that faith, no matter what the obstacles are, the lack of consolation.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let's take a listen now as Chris Padgett sings for us, I Believe.
Lord, I come today with a need I'll give to you. And I know if you are willing, healing comes. You know my servant's health, please make him whole again. So I humbly ask your favor for my friend. Grace us with your mercy when we pray. Heal our broken dreams and a wandering ways. I believe, even though I cannot see. The mercy that you have is the power that I need. I believe, Lord, I believe. I believe that you truly meet my need. The love upon the cross is the love you have for me. I believe, Lord, I believe. I believe. Both now and for always, he cares about the great and smaller things. We boldly come to you, believing that you care. Our goals and dreams are gifts we give our King. Grace us with your mercy when we pray. The love you have for me. with your mercy when we break. Heal our broken dreams and our wandering ways. I believe, even though I cannot see. When I see that your hand is the power that I need, I believe.
Great energy. You know, so many times when we think about that great phrase, when we sing, we pray twice. What a great song as part of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I love that.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a real special project for me. It was a lot of paperwork and logistics to get the approval from the Marians. They're kind of in charge of making sure that St. Faustina and the Divine Mercy Chaplet gets out there, and that the projects that are in step with the Divine Mercy are approved and acceptable. And I was really kind of going out on a limb there a bit, because there are five different melodies for the Eternal Father and for the Sake of the Sorrow of Passion. But in the end, that message of the Divine Mercy Chaplet is absolutely imperative, uniting ourselves to the cross, offering up all of our struggles. And I just think that, you know, just that's our hope. We get to believe that Christ is with us in our difficult times, in our times of celebration. And I just think that this song tries to echo the heart of Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, and I think we need all the different genre of music, because as we know, there are many different versions of that great sacred prayer, but we need some that maybe have this kind of a feel to it as well. And you know, as long as we're talking about this, do you mind if we go right now to those two songs that make up the prayer, both Eternal Father and then For the Sake of His Sorrowful Passion?
Right, that would be great. Now, the Eternal Father is a nice, short, sweet melody. That melody is not repeated. There's going to be five separate ones for those Eternal Fathers. This is just one of those. And then there are five different melodies for the Sake of the Sorrowful Passion. There were two classic renditions of this that are very known. One is the chant, and it's done without music. And then the other is kind of more of a contemporary version that probably came out about 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago. And this, I get confused sometimes at where I'm at. Like, how many times have I said this? You know, am I in the fourth or the fifth of these? You know, I'm just a little neurotic and obsessive. And so creating the five different melodies just made a lot of sense for me. And so people, when they play this, can either pick one of the melodies and do that the whole way through for all five, or they could follow kind of the structure and the format that I did, where I had five different melodies. But these are just samples of those.
Great, great. Well, from the Divine Mercy Project of Chris Padgett, let's hear now the two settings, one each, for the Eternal Father and then For the Sake of His Sorrowful Passion.
Eternal Father, I offer you body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole. For think of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole. Sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Well, again, that great, the great melody, the great energy of a wonderful prayer. And I'm grateful for this. You know, I have a 21-year-old son and he likes music of all different genre, but I know in his prayer life, he really likes to include some of the music that gets his, you know, his body, awake as much as it does his mind and his heart. So I personally thank you for this rendition. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No, it was a real honor to be a part of that. Also, you know, I kind of felt like, it was a legitimate contribution to the musical field. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there was very much out there like that. And, so I had a wonderful group of people that I worked with, Mike Bosca and Tal here at Innovation Studios. And, World Library was great in helping that to get to the light of day.
Wonderful, so. Wonderful. Well, the name of the CD that is on is Your Divine Mercy. And as always, we will have a link here at WeSingOurFaith.com to get you in touch with Chris so that you can bring him to your church, to your faith community. And, you know, Chris, let's talk a little bit about your family life. How long have you been in ministry? Tell us a little bit about your family, married, single, children, all that good stuff.
Sure. I'm married. My wife and I, we have 9 children. We have 5 girls, 4 boys. The oldest is 21, and the youngest is 2. We've been Catholic since Easter of 1999. We entered the church and have just a great love for that beautiful heritage of music and the saints, and just trying to find new ways for us to live this out in the real world. We live in Ohio, Steubenville, Ohio, and our kids there have been either homeschooled or Catholic school, and I teach a little bit at Franciscan University. So we're in the thick of it, and we love it. And, yeah, just trying to live the faith, you know, in these difficult times.
Yeah. Wow. How wonderful. So 9 children. God bless you. That is an amazing, beautiful gift of life. Wow. That is awesome. So, and let's see, where do we want to go next? How about Be My Everything?
Yeah, I love this song. This tune I had been messing with a little bit. I think I was over at Bob Rice's house one day and I kind of played some stuff for him and he had some neat little lyric suggestions that I snagged hold of. And then when I got the chance to record this, this was a neat opportunity. OCP, they're the people that released this CD called Impact. This song was recorded and mixed with Jeff Thomas in Nashville, but it also had Matt Maher involved in it. I had Matt Maher, he worked with 3 of those songs on that project with me, mm-hmm. and this was one of those. And I just felt like it really, to me, it has the bridge in there has like this little Beatlesque kind of vibe to it, and it's got this epic kind of ballad feel to it. And I've loved this song. Every time I hear it, I just feel really satisfied with recording. I'm very happy with the content of it. You know, and it's just some funny little phrases, like every time I try, I fail. You know, wanting to be cool, I'm not. It's just kind of that basic dilemma. We have these high hopes of being amazing, and then, you know, the sobering clarity of our humanity, you know. But sometimes I have this little phrase I say, you know, oops, your humanity is showing. Sometimes I think we want so bad to have this picture of that we have our life all together, that everything's so fine. And yet we do struggle. We struggle with the world, the flesh, the devil. And in it all, it's just that cry for the Lord to be our everything, even though it's difficult.
Awesome. Well, now from Chris Padgett, Be My Everything.
Every time I try, I fail. Every time I stand, I fall. Everything I've had, I've lost. Be my everything. Wanting to be first, I'm last. To run fast, I can't. Wanting to be cool, I'm not. Be my everything. Be my everything. Be my I try to fake, yet I know I cannot make a living faith shine on my own. Be my everything. So break away the self. Heart and heal inside. Restore to me a joy that's real. Be my everything.
Be My Everything with Chris Padgett. What a great song. I love this. And if you are just joining us today on We Sing Our Faith, welcome. And we are listening and sharing quite a bit about the music and life of Chris Padgett. So for information about Chris and all of our artists, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. And we will have a link there for Chris so that you can get in touch with him to bring him to your parish. And of course, the toll-free number, 1-888-880-MUSIC. And don't forget to look for previous episodes also on iTunes. Now, Chris, the song Mary's Son. I love this song. This one just really spoke to my heart when I was listening through it. Tell us your muse on this.
This song shows up on the very first CD I did with OCP called Golden. And it was very definitively Catholic. There's a song about the Eucharist on there, and then there's this song about Mary. And I really felt like the Lord was doing something beautiful in my life, especially when it came to the Blessed Mother. And as a convert, the greatest struggle for me coming to church was Marian's devotion. And I remember I studied a lot, just a lot about the faith to come into the church, obviously. And I really felt like the Lord did a beautiful work in my heart where it, you know, after already being Catholic, I think He wanted me to kind of go to another level. It was almost like this, you know, Chris, you love me and you want to live for me, but if you want to go deeper with me, I want you to know my mother. Mm-hmm. And so as I studied more about Our Lady, there were a lot of things that were frustrating and concerns for me, but the more I studied, the more I found myself at peace. And one night I was just, I just uttered this random little prayer, you know, I love you, Mary. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I really do mean that. And I found that all of that study was from the head to the heart. And this song really, for me, just kind of looks at the Blessed Mother. And, you know, back of course, during the times of Christ, you know, He was misunderstood. There's Mary's son. You know, He's not anything more than that. You know, mm-hmm. We know His mom. We know His dad. You know, like, what are you talking about here? And yet, in a lot of ways, you know, I was speaking a little bit about my transition from the CCM industry at that time, the Christian contemporary music industry, and I recognized that for me to be definitively outspoken and Catholic was probably going to, you know, shut a lot of doors for us, mm-hmm. and it did. It's far more open now, but back then it was not. And so I remember just finding myself, you know, just readily falling in step with the Church's teachings about Our Lady, feeling that strongly in my heart that I needed to grow my devotion to her, even mm-hmm. if that meant that I was no longer going to be accepted in, you know, this area that I had been doing music ministry for so long. Mm-hmm. And so this song, to me, it just kind of, you don't write a song called Mary's Son, I am Mary's Son, you know, unless you're willing to cut some ties with people that are, you know, avidly anti-Catholic.
Right, right.
But it's a beautiful declaration of my feeling and my alignment with her.
Awesome. Well, wow. I know you're going to love this. So let's listen now from Chris Padgett, Mary's Son.
Your face is smooth. You look so young. Surely you're not the one. Your mother's here. Your father's there. We know where you are from, and everybody knows you're Mary's son, and everybody knows that just won't sell. You must move on. I have heard cooler time has gone. You're not what's hot anymore. And everybody knows you're Mary's son, Mary's son. And everybody knows that just won't sell. You must move on now.
So from the album Golden, the song name is Mary's Son, and I know that you're going to want to get that one. That is just such a powerful song. So thank you for that one. Chris, let's go to the song Falling Forward next.
Great. This song, I love this song, actually. Some of the words here are very powerful to me. And it comes from the CD Falling Forward, and it was released with World Library. It's actually, it was just before Your Divine Mercy came out, I had put out this little EP. I think there's like 6-7 songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. And you know what it was this idea of, and this is just a personal, you know, testimony that I, you know, I find that I'm regularly struggling with trying to live out my faith. You know, it's easy to get frustrated or angry. You know, it's easy to fall and make these mistakes. We want so bad to live for God. And I think it's like Romans 7, right? We do the things that we don't want to do and things that we don't want to do, that's what we're doing. I think we can all relate with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this idea of even though we struggle, you know, we're getting up or we're falling, you know, we're getting up or falling, but, you know, we're moving forward in our faith. And the Lord is not afraid of, with the amount of time it's going to take for us to be, you know, entirely His on a regular basis.
Amen.
And I just love this idea of even in our mistakes that God is grabbing us, holding us, assisting us, aiding us, so that we can finally be with Him.
Beautiful. Well, again, from Chris Padgett, Falling Forward.
Change can Christ, come change me. Wait, I'm falling forward. Wait, I can't see clearly.
So from his album, Falling Forward, the title song, again, great song, great melody, great intent, great focus. And you know, when you were mentioning, Chris, some of the struggles, you mean just because you're a Catholic recording artist, you're not somehow immune to all of that?
Yeah. I remember I had this funny experience where I probably know more now for my talks, the keynotes that I do, than the music, but which is great. But I remember going to this place in Boston, and a priest comes up to me and he says, you know, Chris, I heard a talk that you gave a couple of years ago. He goes, I think that was the best talk I've ever heard in my entire life. And it was nothing but praise. And I, of course, felt very humbled by that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm such a ding-dong, and I'm so amazed that the Lord uses me. And I said, well, Father, before I go out to do my talk, could I go to confession with you? And he said, sure. So I went to confession, and at the end of confession, no lie, he said to me, so you're just like all of us, aren't you? And I looked at him, I thought, you know, yes, Father, I'm just like all of you. I make mistakes constantly, all the time. I need that grace from our Lord. So I'm desperately crying out for Christ to help me not to completely wreck myself on a regular basis. You know, I think sometimes there's this weird idea that people who do ministry have it all figured out all together, but I probably would say that they're maybe even a little messier than the average bear as they try to come to grips with, you know, the added difficulties of being put up on a pedestal and the increased attacks from the enemy because you're in the limelight and helping people journey closer to Christ. I just think that it could be difficult out there. And
amen.
Ministering to ministers is one of the things that I do love to do because it can be very alone as they try to move forward in their faith and touch the lives of others.
Amen. Well, those who are most broken, it seems, are the ones that he gets to use well. So, and you know what? I think that takes us pretty well to the next song. Speak to us a little bit about the song, Please.
Okay, now this song to me was a production experience that I really enjoyed. I felt a lot with this guy named Mike Ofka. I always feel like I go in there, he knows my style, my vibe, and I just look at him and I'll say, I want you to think Beatles here. I want you to think, and I'll give them a reference point.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is probably my most Beatlesque kind of tune. And what I mean by that is it's got some beautiful, you know, minor progressions, and it has some awesome harmonies in there that I was able to mess with. And I just like the words in it. And I like the chorus. It builds well into the chorus. And this was on a CD called Someone Who Will Sing With Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't probably reached the amount of people that I would have liked because that was an earlier project that I did, but I'm still very happy with how this turned out. Please tell me, God, you know, it seems I'm broken. I can't get back up.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt like, well, I think when I wrote that song was like, Lord, I am really needing you to be that good Samaritan in my life, to come
mm-hmm.
along and pick me up and care for me. And I love it. So we had some fun too with it. Just in the recording studio, record a little parts of my voice
mm-hmm.
and like some bops or some oohs or whatever. And we layered those. So it came across as, it was just really kind of an exciting experience for me. I felt like we were innovative in how we put it together. And
awesome.
So it was what, you know, turned out to be this song called Please.
Beautiful. Well, right now from Chris Padgett, Please.
Way. At least that's what people say to help me. So I feel okay inside. And everyone cries this much. At least mental crutch to help me. So I'll sing another day. That is greater than the finest gold, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Definitely a bit of an influence there from the Beatles. That's great. And, you know, the feel of your music throughout has that, you know, definitely you were influenced by some of the rock musicians. But I love the way, again, every genre of music needs to be experienced. You know, we have wonderful choral music in our Catholic faith. We have literally everything from rap to choral. The feel of your music really does draw us into just a great participatory feel in our heart and our spirit. It just makes you want to really get involved as you're listening and just let yourself become part of the music. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful expression. So thank you for that. And, you know, this morning when you sent over the song Madeline, I thought this one is a special one. And sometimes the last one that sent over ends up having a great focus. Now, you mentioned you are married and you have 9 children. And again, for our listeners, you need to be praying for Chris and his family every day. You know, the world really can be so countercultural to what our faith teaches, and what a great testament to life. And this song clearly is a special one. So tell us about Madeline.
I wrote this song a long, long time ago. In fact, I wrote this song probably about 15 years ago. My daughter, Madeline, was a little tiny, itty-bitty baby. We were living in Florida at the time. And I remember just looking down at her, and she just would smile, you know. She was just happy to be with me. And I just kind of had this realization that she was going to grow up and she was going to get frustrated with me and tired of, you know, of me in some form and fashion, as typical teenagers do, and that one day someone was going to come along and want her to you know, to have as his very own. And there's a letting go that happens, I think, for all of us as parents when our children get older, and you know, you train them the best that you can, but they have to begin to make their own choices. And I, this was a call and a desire that I had for my daughter, that she would be a person of purity and stay pure for me, Madeline, stay away from wickedness and sin. Hmm. You know, even though you're going to want to give away your very best to him, remember, you can always be like them. Stay pure for me, Madeline. These were, you know, just a father's heart, I felt like, you know, a little message to my daughter.
Nice.
So I wrote this on the piano, and it was a beautiful experience for me to write that song. And I remember I recorded it. When I stopped doing the band, I went off and I did my first CD called Follow, which isn't available anywhere, I don't think. Very rare to find it. It's not on iTunes. I don't even know if I have a copy. Maybe I do somewhere. But I put that song on there for the very first time. In fact, I wanted that song to be put on one of the national release projects that we did with Scarecrow and Tinman, but they didn't want us to come across as married guys, even though the majority of us were. You know, mm-hmm. I think they wanted this to be appealing in some way to, you know, young teenage kids that they could relate to. But so I put it out finally, and then when I did that CD Impact with OCP, they put that on that CD, so it's available now. That
nice.
Song is on Impact, and I've not changed it at all. I mean, it is that simple, quiet piano melody song. I just think it whittles it down to the basic message and the basic melody of that father's heart.
Awesome.
You know, when I think about some of the moments where I sang the song, I had one time when I was in Oklahoma City, and this beautiful youth minister, youth leader, during the time I was singing the song before the parish, I walked my daughter Madeline down the middle of the aisle, and I about started crying as I'm singing the song. I'm trying to hold it together, and she brings little Madeline up and stands right next to the piano when she's a young, tiny girl.
Hmm.
And I just think, you know, this song has touched a lot of people, because I think that we long for our children to be people of purity, to be happy, you know, to find love, and you know, the choices that they make as young kids matter.
Absolutely. Well, wow. Now, from Chris Padgett, Madeline.
I know you're tiny now and you're happy just to be with me, smiling when you look at me. You're laughing, makes my life complete. There will be a day when you will grow up high, walk away from me, and then you'll love another guy. I'll ask you for your hand, and maybe so much more. When the choices will be yours, step pure for me, Madeline. More importantly, step pure for you. Step pure for me, Madeline. More importantly, step pure for true. Cause even though you want to give away your very best to him, remember you can always be like them. Stay pure for me, Madeline. Stay away from wickedness and sin. I know you're older now and you're wanting to be on your own. Remember, as your journey on, that you only want one step from home. Cause there will be a day you will grow up high, you'll walk away from me, and then you'll love another guy. You'll ask you for your hand, and maybe it's
so much more. There will be a time when the choices will be yours. A step you're for me, a madman. But more importantly, step you're for you. A step you're for me, a madman. But more importantly, step you're for truth. Remember, you can always be like them. A step you're for me, a Madeline. Stay away from weakness and sin. I know you have to go, and I promise these tears are joy. Loving is the greatest gift I have given. In this life, leaves all. Stay pure for me, Madeline. More importantly, stay pure for you. Stay pure for me, Madeline. Step you're for truth. Cause even though you want to give away your very best to give, remember you can always be like them. Step you're for me, Madeline. Step you're for me, Madeline. Step you're for me, Madeline.
So truly a father's heart being shared in that song. So, Chris, I want to thank you again for taking the time to be with us today on We Sing Our Faith. And for all of our listeners, as Chris mentioned, he is as much known now for his speaking engagements as he is with his music. And as you're hearing through the songs and through what he has shared with us today, you really are going to want to have him come out for a very special event for your parish, for your various Catholic organizations, and know that his music obviously will be included, I'm sure, interspersed throughout that, but you're going to want to bring him out. So, Chris, I'm amazed always at how fast the time goes. And so to take us to the top of the hour, we have your last song today, Lift Your Name. Tell us just in a minute what this one is about.
Yeah, this was basically a simple praise song. I was working on trying to figure out how to write music that would be something a group could learn in a minute. Like, I just give them a couple words and we just stay there for a while. Mm-hmm. So when I did this song, I recorded this song, and Matt Marr was helping with the recording of it. And so he's the guy doing the piano part in the beginning of it. Matt is known for obviously a lot of songwriting and great guitar work. He's an amazing pianist. Mm-hmm. So he did that. Jeff Thomas recorded the project, and then it showed up on Impact with OCP. So I love this song. It's just meant to be, you know, lifting up the name of our Lord and just being in that moment of praising Him.
Awesome. Well, to take us to the top of the hour, from Chris Padgett, Lift Your Name. Again, thank you for taking the time to be with us on We Sing Our Faith today. It's been my delight to have with us Chris Padgett. And again, for all the information to bring Chris or any of the artists to your parish, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. The toll-free number, 1-888-880-MUSIC. And Chris, again, thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you. It was great to be with you. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, and until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
In your car, at the office, or in your home, we're always here. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly recently won a Gabriel Award for Best Radio Program. And it's easy to see why.
Hey, Adam and Debbie. Long-time fan, long-time listener. Thank you so much. I've always looked up to you. I follow you. And what changed my life, what really brought me back to being Catholic, was learning about spiritual warfare and how the enemy worked. That really completed me. And I just really wanted to emphasize how much it means that you guys offer good catechesis on spiritual warfare. That's what changed me in my life. Growing up, there wasn't good catechesis or any catechesis at all on spiritual warfare. And that's what was lacking in my life. And when I figured that out, oh my gosh, I've been such a fan of yours. I've read every book. Thank you so much for the show and letting me call in.
The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly fills a need for many Catholics just like this one. And what you hear on this show could very well change your life. Listen on Saturday morning starting at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern.
The vocation of a military chaplain is a unique calling. He offers spiritual solace and guidance to soldiers, providing prayers and comfort in battle. He embodies faith and valor and brings God's blessings to those who defend and protect. Would you like to pastor like Servant of God and Medal of Honor recipient Chaplain Vincent Capodanno? Visit milarch.org. Learn more about shepherding U.S. service members, veterans, and families in service to this nation.
There was no single event. It was more gradual.
My husband was not Catholic, and at the time, I didn't really think that it really mattered which church we went to, because we all loved God and we all loved Jesus, and that was the start of my journey out of the Catholic Church, where I remained out of the Catholic Church for over 30 years.
When I was outside of the church, there was always an unsettled feeling. There was always a feeling of something missing and something not complete.
When I started to read the Bible, I could see that our Catholic faith is steeped in Scripture. I could see some of the sacraments in Scripture. I could see some of the liturgy in Scripture.
I wouldn't be the spouse. I wouldn't be the father. I wouldn't be the person that I am without the church and without the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist. I can't live without it.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.